From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The cleanup operation for Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant is costing hundreds of millions of dollars. The plant's power and cooling systems were knocked out in the earthquake and tsunami that hit the area in 2011. And today, the Japanese government committed $470 million toward building an underground ice wall around the plant, among other things. The wall could stop radioactivity from flowing into the nearby ocean. And NPR's Jeff Brumfield explains.
The ruined Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant sits right on the Pacific coast. The surrounding environment is wet. Groundwater is constantly flowing through the basement of the plant, carrying radioactivity from melted reactor cores out to sea. Today, the Japanese government said it would spend nearly $500 million to try and stop the groundwater by building an underground wall of frozen soil around the plant. Sound crazy?
It will work.
That's Larry Applegate. He's president of Soil Freeze, a Seattle-based firm that has created frozen walls and tunnels for everyone from Boeing Corporation to the Port of Los Angeles. Wherever you have wet soil or a lot of groundwater, soil freezing is an option. Engineers start by sinking hollow pipes into the ground about 5 feet apart. Then they circulate a coolant.
We use just calcium chloride, which is salt water.
Over the course of days, the cool pipes cause the ground around them to freeze into a wall of solid ice and dirt.
When you feel, you know, the wall, of course, it's cold and it's frosty, and you feel it, and it is very, very hard.
These walls can be 8 feet thick. Water can't get through because it freezes before it reaches the other side. Applegate says an ice wall could be just the thing for keeping radioactivity inside the plant and groundwater out. The technology has already been used in the U.S. to stop a nuclear leak at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in the 1990s. But not everyone thinks the ice wall is a surefire solution. Ken Bissler is a senior scientist at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts. He studies the ocean around Fukushima.
It's almost impossible to stop groundwater. You know, you put a dam in a river and it'll go over and around or under.
And Bissler says even if it does work, it might not be a good thing. The Fukushima plant is right by the ocean, so if you reduce the amount of groundwater in the area, seawater will fill in its place.
Cities have this when they pump out too much groundwater, they get salt water coming in.
That salt water could actually soak up radioactive contamination in the soil even better than the groundwater does.
When you start changing groundwater, you can have unintended consequences.
Trying to get ahead of unintended consequences may be one reason why the Japanese government isn't providing just money for the wall. Along with today's announcement of financial support, the government is establishing a committee of senior cabinet officials to oversee the cleanup. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.